Bones and the Stories They Tell. Diane Naughton, Series Editor Bob Hastings. Chapter 1. Bones. What do you know about bones? When you see bones in a museum, they look hard, dry, and dead. But when they are inside our bodies, they are living things. They grow and change, and they can even repair themselves when they are broken. Bones are amazing things. When a human baby is born, it has about 270 soft bones. When the baby starts to grow, those bones get bigger and harder, and some of them join together. Adults have only 206 bones. By the age of about 25, a person's bones stop growing. Now the person is as tall as he'll ever be. One of the most important parts of the skeleton is the skull. The 22 skull bones are like a case for the brain. The smallest bone in the body is found here. It is called the stapes, and it is part of the ear. It is only 2.5 to 3.3 millimeters long. The only skull bone people can move is the jaw. It is used to open, close, and move the mouth. A person's spine goes down the middle of the back. It is very important because people need it to stand up straight. It also helps people move and bend. The spine isn't one bone, but 26 small bones that look like rings. The ribs are connected to the spine. Most people have 24 ribs, 12 on the left and 12 on the right. Some people, however, are born with one or two ribs more or less. The ribs are like a case for the heart. So if someone falls, the ribs might get hurt, but the heart will be safe. At the top of the leg is the femur. This is the longest, biggest, and strongest bone in the body. When people stand, walk, or run, all their weight falls on this bone. More than 50% of a person's bones are in the hands and feet. There are 27 in each hand and 26 in each foot. This means we can move our hands and feet in many different ways. Bones are very strong and very light. If a person weighs 100 kilograms, only about 15 kilograms of this is bone. But what happens to bones when people die? Well, sometimes bones are not destroyed for a long time, maybe for millions of years. Special scientists called paleontologists study old bones and teeth. They ask questions like these. Have all the skull bones joined together? This tells them the person's age. What are the teeth like? This tells them about what the person ate. How long is the femur? This bone is about a quarter of a person's height, so they can guess how tall the person was. Bones can be the key to the secrets of history. Chapter 2. Dinosaur Bones. Were dinosaurs big or small, fast or slow? Did they live alone or in families? Today, dinosaurs are everywhere, but only in books, movies, and museums. Real dinosaurs lived in our world between 65 and 230 million years ago. That's about 62 million years before the earliest humans. So how do we know so much about them? When an animal dies, the soft parts of its body are destroyed by nature. But sometimes the hard parts, like the skeleton and the teeth, are not destroyed. This happens when the animal's bones are covered quickly by rock. If the bones stay under this rock for a long time, they become fossils. And scientists can study fossils millions of years later. The first dinosaur fossils were probably discovered thousands of years ago, but people didn't know what they were. The Chinese thought they were dragon bones, and they used them in medicine. And in England in 1676, an Oxford University teacher found a very big leg bone, but he believed it belonged to a giant. In 1841, the British scientist Richard Owen gave the name dinosaur to a group of animals. From his studies of bones, he showed that they all had the same kind of pelvis and straight legs, a bit like the human pelvis and legs today. He took the name from the Greek language, dinos meaning terrible, and sauros meaning lizard. Since then, paleontologists have dug up dinosaur bones all over the world. Now we have names for about 700 different kinds of dinosaurs. Some of them ate only plants, but others, only about 3%, ate meat. Some dinosaurs were very, very big. The longest was Seismosaurus. It grew as long as 40 meters. And Brachiosaurus was the heaviest. At 80,000 kilograms, it weighed the same as 17 African elephants together. But other dinosaurs were very small. Lesotosaurus was only the size of a chicken. Some dinosaurs looked like birds and were very fast. Dromaeosaurus could probably run about 60 kilometers an hour. But heavy dinosaurs with short legs were very slow. They probably walked about 4 to 5 kilometers an hour, slower than people walk. For many years, people believed that dinosaurs were lazy and didn't use their brains very much. People thought they were only good at fighting other dinosaurs. But now we know much more from the study of dinosaur bones. Some dinosaur brains were quite big, so they were probably smart. And some dinosaurs lived in groups, so they didn't always fight. Scientist Jack Horner found fossils of dinosaur adults, babies, and eggs together. They lived in families, and the parents looked after the young. And think about how long dinosaurs lived, 160 million years. That isn't bad when you think people like us have been here for only 200,000 years. Maybe dinosaurs were smarter than people think. Chapter 3, Old Bones. History is often a mystery, but bones can tell us the secrets of the past. Where did humans first live? What were our ancestors like? In 1974, 40% of a female skeleton was found in Ethiopia. Scientists called her Lucy. She lived about 3.2 million years ago. She was about 1.1 meters tall and probably weighed about 29 kilograms. Her skull was small, so she didn't have a big brain. In 1984, another skeleton, called Turkana Boy, was found in Kenya. It's the oldest nearly complete human skeleton we have today. He lived about 1.5 million years ago. Scientists think he was between 8 and 12 years old when he died, and about 1.6 meters tall. From fossils, scientists know that humans first lived in Africa. But where did they go next? Probably to Southeast Asia. But for many years, scientists didn't discover any really old human bones there. Then, in 2009, a piece of skull was found in Laos. It was more than 46,000 years old and showed that early groups of people traveled through this country, maybe on their way to China. Sometimes when we find old bones, we don't know what kind of person they came from. In 1996, a skeleton was discovered in the state of Washington, USA. Scientists called it Kennewick Man. At first, scientists said he was a white man, but Native Americans said he belonged to them. The two groups started fighting over Kennewick Man. The scientists wanted to study the skeleton, but the Native Americans wanted to bury him. They believed this was the right thing to do. The bones were put in a museum, and the Native Americans went there often to pray. In the end, the scientists won. They studied the skeleton and discovered Kennewick Man was about 40 years old when he died, weighed about 73 kilograms, and was 1.73 meters tall. He ate fish and other sea animals. They also discovered that he lived about 9,300 years ago. So he wasn't white or Native American. In fact, his people probably came from Southern Asia. In 2013, Richard III, an English king who died in 1485, was suddenly in the news again. His skeleton was found under a parking lot in Leicester, England. This was exciting for science, but a problem too. Where should they bury him? Some people said in Leicester, near where he lay. Others said London was the right place for an important king. And other people said in York, where his family was important. And what about Columbus, the first European man to discover America in 1492? Two cities say they have his skeleton, Seville in Spain and Santo Domingo in the Dominican Republic. First, Columbus was buried in Spain, but in 1537 his bones were sent to Santo Domingo. Later, they were sent back to Spain, but people found another skeleton in Santo Domingo that they think is Columbus. So which city has the real Columbus? Bones can also tell us a lot about the lives of famous people from the past. In 1922, to the surprise of the whole world, a fantastic tomb was discovered in Egypt. Inside the tomb, scientists found a lot of gold. And, of course, they found a coffin, too. Inside the coffin, there was a mummy. Long ago, when important Egyptian people died, their bodies were made into mummies. Water was taken out of the body with salt. Then, special chemicals were used to stop nature from destroying the body. The mummy was Tutankhamun, an important Egyptian pharaoh who lived about 3,300 years ago. He became king at the age of 9 and died very young, at the age of 19. But why he died was always a mystery. Scientists started studying Tutankhamun's mummy. In 1968, bits of bone were found in his skull. Some scientists thought maybe he died because somebody hit him on the head. Was the child king killed? Later studies showed this wasn't right. In fact, Tutankhamun wasn't a healthy boy. He had weak bones and a bad left foot. He probably couldn't walk very well. Maybe he died because he was sick. More than 1,000 years later, another great Egyptian pharaoh, Cleopatra, was born. In the movies, Cleopatra is always a beautiful white woman. But scientists have found the bones of Cleopatra's sister, Princess Arsinoe. Their studies show her mother was African. So maybe Cleopatra was black. Chapter 4. New Bones. When there is a crime, the police have to find answers. Sometimes they find them by looking at bones. A man is out running in the forest one morning. Suddenly, he sees something strange on the ground. He stops and picks it up. Then he lets it fall to the ground again. Oh no, it's a bone. The police find more bones, but they don't have more information. Where did the bones come from? What happened? Was it an accident or a terrible crime? When the police need help with these things, they contact forensic scientists, scientists who work on crimes. The scientists first decide if the bones are from a person or an animal. If there is no skull, animal bones and human bones look more or less the same. If the bones are human, then they start to look for more information about the person. They find out the person's age. This is easier in young bones because they are still growing. After the age of 30, people's bones are slowly destroyed, but we don't know how fast, so it's more difficult to guess the age. The pelvis is useful in deciding if the bones belonged to a man or a woman. A woman's pelvis is usually wider but shorter than a man's. By looking at how long the bones are, they can tell the person's height. By studying the hands, they can see if the person was right or left-handed. Scientists can make a model of the person's head and face from the skull. They can also put information about the skull into a computer, and a special program makes a picture of what the person probably looked like. Pictures are then put on a website about missing people. Maybe this sounds like a horrible thing to do, but forensic scientist Aaron Kimmerly says, when the police find a skeleton, parents call from all over the country asking if it's their son or daughter. They don't rest until they know. The pictures can help these families find answers and help the police solve crimes. Many people are interested in forensic science these days because of popular TV programs like CSI and Bones. These shows can make the job of a forensic scientist seem exciting. But is it really? On December 28, 1978, police began digging in the garden of a house in Illinois, USA. At first, they found one bone. Forensic scientists said it was from a human arm, so they continued digging, finding bone after bone after bone. Scientists spent many months trying to decide how many bodies there were and which bones belonged to which body. In the end, they found the bodies of 33 young men. By studying the bones, they were able to put names to 25 of them. The house belonged to John Wayne Gacy. Police learned that he spent years killing young men. He thought their dead bodies couldn't tell his secret, but bones talk. Gacy was executed in 1994. Chapter 5. What do you think? What about your bones? How healthy are they? As people grow up, they make new bone all the time. When people are older, they can have problems with their bones. Some people get osteoporosis. This means their bones get weak and they break easily. This happens more to women than to men, so girls and women have to be especially careful with their bones. Read these sentences to find out how healthy your bones are. Check the ones that are true for you. I am younger than 30. I am a boy or a man. I drink lots of milk and water. I don't drink a lot of coffee. I often eat cheese, yogurt, and green vegetables. I don't eat too much salt. I don't smoke. I do lots of exercise like running or walking. I did lots of exercise when I was a teenager. I spend lots of time outside in the sun. For every sentence that is true for you, you get 1 point. Add up your points and read about your bones. 8 to 10 points. Congratulations! Your bones win top prize. They are strong and healthy. Keep up the good work. 5 to 7 points. Oh dear, you should probably make some changes. Eat better and exercise more, or your bones will get weak. 0 to 4 points. Not so good. Start exercising today and stop those bad things you're doing. Your bones need help now.